there's a lot of things that I didn't say, but not all needs to be said. It's just the things, yeah. There's some just general thoughts to put it into bigger perspective, to explore morphing patterns. They also say that once you start exploring it, it really changes your, like, traditional in psychology. It's still incredible how much ideas there are about a passivity in childhood. As a child, being a passive unity with a mother, not having a really own will, and by physically exploring the movement patterns that are daily activities in those stages, it shifts our ideas. I cannot, like, once I started exploring this morphing pattern, the idea of passivity, if I look at a baby, it's completely, I cannot see it. It's not there anymore. I know it's not there. There's this entire realm of needing to reach and making all this effort to express just by this little locomotion possibility of reaching with the mouth or screaming with the mouth. So it's not passive. Yeah, it's passive in the sense that we are depending on our environment. There you have the word again, to see what it does with all our expressions. But it's very expressive. So we show what we need, but it's the environment often doesn't read,
perceive it,
perceive it, or just. It. But it's because there's little education about nonverbal communication.
Of course.
And I told a lot too, like, just exploring this little exploration makes me realize again, I know before, but here again, how a little movement is a big movement. Like, how a little movement has such a big content, and it's because we are entering the nonverbal realm. Once there was a stage in life, now I can talk to Laura, it was nice. But well, for months, for years, this was our reality. We're not able to express anything verbally about what we felt, sensed, hated, liked. Just we only had our with this was our vocabulary. This is our basic vocabulary, and it's, for me, it's beautiful to see that, like, movement. If you're interested in movement, well, the smallest movement will. They're the biggest secrets, or there's a lot of information
available. Yeah, I wanted to say it's because it's non-verbal, but it's so expressive.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Because we were talking with Leslie about that, like, how much the reaction you have is first is very primal, like it's it's not polite also.
Mm-hmm.
And also how clear it is.
Yeah.
Like, I like it, I don't like it, like, or it's very clear.
Yeah. And it's not polite, but it's also not impolite.
No, it's just what it is.
It has nothing to do with politeness.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
It has
to
do with.
No, but it's an adult.
Your need or your interest. I mean, the idea of politeness, I think, is something we adults put on.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's why, like, from an adult point of view, as I'm speaking as an adult, I say it is just what it is.
Mm-hmm.